Well, we're wending our way towards the end of day one here at the Allergy and Food Free Show.
Yeah, and what a day one it's been.
It's been brilliant, hasn't it, Christy? It really has. We've met some fantastic people, some really interesting stuff going on at the show here. And we've got the Food Talk Show here at a pop-up radio station.
We have.
And we've been meeting loads of lovely people. And we've got another young lady that's joined us to tell us all about what she's up to. Caroline, welcome onto the Food Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Caroline and your business?
Yeah, of
You've got a fantastic T-shirt. Keep calm and
bite
happy.
Bite happy.
I love it.
Tell us about Bite Happy.
So Bite Happy is a worldwide restaurant search for people with food allergies and intolerances. It basically helps people find places to eat, whether they're in England or worldwide traveling. We've got all the chains on, of course, but we also have lots of independents, which I think is really important, because whether your lifestyle with gluten-free or whether you've got an allergy intolerance, there's lots of different restaurants that people want to go to. The app also has free translation, so when you go abroad, you can just show the waiter, like, I can't eat nuts, or I can't eat gluten, or I'm a vegan.
What a fantastic idea, because it must be quite difficult.
Really difficult. I think it's the communication sometimes people have real problems with, so they might have my app and they can find the restaurant, but when they get into the restaurant, they can't communicate what they actually want to eat.
Exactly. And I don't know what it's like now, but a few years ago, in some places that you went abroad, they really didn't actually take it very seriously either.
No, they didn't. And actually, some places still don't take it very seriously. Yeah. And people are like, oh, will you actually be ill? I mean, I'm a celiac myself, so people are like, will you actually be ill if I put bread on your plate and just remove it? And it's like, yes, I will be very ill. So, you need to make something from scratch. And I think that comes from education.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of places aren't very educated, and the staff need educating. And I think that's obviously become a massive thing since the regulations happened December 2014.
And I think an app like yours will make a huge, huge difference with something like that. If you walked into a restaurant somewhere and you showed someone an app and you went, look at that, that's what I want, or you translated it, they're going to take you far more seriously. That you've got an app that says, I can't eat that.
Yeah.
They're going to go, well, to go to that length, there must be a reason why you can't eat that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think now that with the added value of us adding menus on as well, I think it's really important, because people can see what they can actually eat before they get to the restaurant. Because, sometimes people are like, yeah, we do gluten-free, but you get there and it's like a chicken salad.
Or, rice cake.
And you're kind of like, want a few more options. So,
No, absolutely. And funnily enough, we've had quite a few discussions, obviously, about that with various people with their various food offerings.
Yes.
And it is rather silly, isn't it? Because with all kinds of things, vegetarianism, gluten-free, all kinds of allergies, it's not as if people that don't have those problems can't eat the food.
Exactly.
You go into a restaurant and they have one offering for a vegetarian, or you say, I'm gluten-free, and they'll go, oh, well, we'll scrape that off the chicken then or something.
Yeah.
And you think, why? Why would you do that? But it's not as if nobody else could eat the food.
Well, exactly. And I think the thing is now, I think people panic when you say that, make me a gluten-free dish, when actually, you don't even have to buy anything free from. You can actually make it all from fresh.
Yeah.
So you can make green eye salad, you can make pizzas yourself, you can make cauliflower mash. There's so many things that you can make.
And
I think people panic because they think, I can't use flour here. So, you can use corn flour instead, or you could use potato flour. Or, there's so many different ways that we can get around this.
I have a good friend who's a chef and who's also a celiac. Yeah.
Right.
And we go to a restaurant, and she says, I'm gluten-free. And they'll go, oh, well, chef hasn't got this or that. And she'll go, it says on your menu that everything's made fresh.
Exactly.
And they go, yeah. And she said, would you like me to come in the kitchen and show you how to make fresh food then?
That's brilliant.
So it's indicative, isn't it, of what you're actually being served across the board. Tell us about this app. What made you start it? How did you start it? When did you start it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually lived in the Middle East for a long time, and I moved back to be with my boyfriend, and we were actually in Amsterdam traveling. And I've been a celiac since I was 17. So a long time now. And with that, I have a lactose intolerance, which comes and goes, so I can tolerate lactose a little bit, and then it kind of, so it's an intolerance that comes and goes.
Is that because it builds up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, I think it is because it builds up, and sometimes my body can take it and sometimes my body can't.
Sure.
And I can't take a lot of it, but I do go through periods of being able to have bits of lactose. So we were in Amsterdam trying to find somewhere to eat, and I couldn't try and find somewhere on Google that was like gluten free and lactose free, and it was just a nightmare, and I ended up crying and like couldn't find anywhere. And and it was
that always helps, I find.
Yeah.
A bit of crying. Bit of crying and foot stamping. Nobody gets it sorted.
It does, yeah. And it was my boyfriend actually who said, like, why don't you create something that helps people find places to eat, like wherever they go, because we always have this problem. And I thought, do you know what, that's a really, really good idea, because although there's people doing apps out there for gluten-free, which are fantastic, there's no one that actually collectively does the 14 allergens, vegan, veggie, kosher, halal. So that was it, really. So I just thought, right, I'm going to go with it. No one's done it. It's a great idea. It will help people. So I just went with it. So I spent a few months kind of researching, and then I found a development company in Brighton called Dab Apps, who really helped me build it, and they did all the coding, and we worked really closely with designs. And then I launched it in October 2014, and then in December 2014, obviously the EU regulations of allergens came out, so it was kind of a really big talking point. So it was really good timing, but not on purpose.
How did you plan that?
I know,
Caroline. I am impressed with this lady. She got the entire EU to promote her app. That's fantastic. So that was 2014. So you had the app developed.
Yes.
How are you sourcing the places? How are you adding the data to the actual app itself?
Exactly. Good question. So obviously all restaurants is public information. So I actually, with a team, we handpicked the database. So we have over 45,000 restaurants that you're manually gone through.
So you're like doing a Michelin star kind of thing on them by researching all these places.
Exactly, and we do update that. We go through it every kind of 6 months. We make sure that we take off any closed restaurants or any new ones that have opened. Wow. Obviously we can't do everything, but we try as much to get as many on there as possible.
That's a big operation, though, sure.
It was a lot of late nights, a lot of time before we launched, and obviously it's still ongoing, it's continuing. So, you know, if we ever do get a free time, that is what we do. And there's members of the team that do that.
Presumably, as people become more and more familiar with it, you're going to get people self-selecting, though. People opening restaurants and contacting you and saying, can we be added?
Exactly. I mean, that's the dream. I mean, people do that already, and people come and find me at shows like this, and they say, we want to be on it. How do we get on it? And I'm like, absolutely, this is how we do it. And, you know, people, all restaurants are listed for free as well. There is an option to upgrade for a business account. But for me, everybody needs that information, and it's public information. Yeah. So. And we also go through all the allergen menus, we qualify it, and then we send an email to the restaurant and we just say, this is what we are, this is what we're doing, these are the allergens we've got you under us, if you've got any issues, please contact us, and then we work it from there. So,
okay, now, having read your t-shirt,
yes,
and it says, buy Appy with buy Appy, the problem is, I'm a Londoner, so when I say those two things, there's no difference in the pronunciation, because I don't pronounce my H's anyway. So buy Appy. Is actually without the huh.
Yeah, so it's how you say happy.
It's how I say happy, yeah. which is very true. So bite happy with a bite happy. So at the moment, so if we want to download that app, where can we get it?
So it's available on iOS, so from the App Store, and on Android, so Google Play.
Okay.
It's also a website, and it's free to download, of course. There's also a website, which is www.biteappy.com, and I also have a blog, which is blog.biteappy.com, and that's all recipes, free from everything I cook. It's something that came on the side of my business and has become extremely popular.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm fascinated by the business of it, as well as the usefulness of it. It's an expensive thing to do in terms of having an app developed, but more than that, I imagine the research and the adding to it.
Yes.
And you're giving it away for free.
Yes. So people don't like buying apps if they're paid for.
No,
so it has to be free.
Okay.
And I make my money in other ways, but I try not to monetize on the user.
Right,
because that's not. And although, you know, it's great to make money out of a business, but that's not what I set out to do. It was more about kind of making people feel safer when they're eating out.
We
do have people who advertise on the app, and they can contact me directly, but I'm very strict. I like free from brands or people who are related to, because for me it's all about the interest. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, if I've got, you know, an advertiser on there doing gluten-free pizzas, that's great. But if I've got a dating app on there, then it's completely irrelevant.
Right, yeah.
So I'd be very picky.
You could No, we won't go there. no, you're absolutely right. And it's about being true to your community, isn't it?
That's the
key thing to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I have my blog and, you know, there's lots of things I do, but I don't generally make money from the app.
Directly
itself,
from it, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's no reason to say that you should. I was
yes,
just interesting
exactly, yeah.
to...
I think it just doesn't work.
No. It's one of those, I'm a businessman and I own a number of businesses, and so I kind of tend to think about things in that kind of way. So
we do.
Fantastic. I mean, what you've done is absolutely brilliant. I mean,
it's such a good idea.
Yeah,
thank you
it
very
is
much.
Such a good idea.
You're downloading it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just. It just makes life so easy, doesn't it? Or so
it
much
does.
easier.
I mean, yeah. People still have to be wary when they go to restaurants. I mean, if you have a child that's anaphylactic to nuts, and obviously, you know, and we do have disclaimers on there that please use it as a guide and don't take the information literally, because, you know, we don't want anybody to be in any sort of trouble
yeah.
when they're going to a restaurant. So we do make sure that everybody is very over cautious when they eat out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it definitely it's a big help, and it narrows
support,
things down.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Talk to us. What a great app.
Give us a shout for your website as well, just so that people can find out about what you're doing.
Absolutely. So www.biteappy.com.
Biteappy. Biteappy.com. I'm loving this. Or download the app, or do both.
Yes, please.
Caroline, thank you so much for joining us on the
Food Talk
Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the show.